As I lay there next to you, whispering in your ear, I guide your left hand toward your aching little erection, and I guide your right hand toward my wet, swollen lips. Encouraging you to rub and pleasure both of us, I continue sharing the details of my evening. My darling husband, I have to give you credit. You did such a fabulous job helping me prepare for my date. You so lovingly washed my body and shaved my legs and pussy until my skin was silky smooth. You bought such an incredibly sexy outfit for me. An outfit that showed every line and curve of my body. My lover seemed to enjoy peeling it off of me in the hotel room. Darling, his cock was enormous. I could feel it pressing against me while we danced. It was all I could do to make myself wait until we got in the room. I wanted to touch it, taste it, feel it inside me. I can practically still taste him inside my mouth, sliding his rock-hard cock against my tongue. And can you believe that even though I made him come in my mouth, he was still ready to go again in a matter of minutes? You would never be able to do that. And speaking of things that you could never do, I lost track of how many earth-shattering orgasms he gave me. When he fucked me, it was like I was in another world, completely overcome with desire for him. He told me later that I moaned and purred like a cat in heat, but I hardly remember any of it. I just remember the way he felt on top of me, the way that cock felt driving into me, over and over and over. Oh, my darling, obedient husband, I can hardly believe that you have managed to keep your little dick from coming. I bet you want your reward now, don't you? Go ahead, dear. Slide down between my legs. Darling, I told you Marcus was so very tasty. Why do you seem so surprised? Didn't I tell you that my date tonight was with your boss? Interested in exploring this fantasy with me? Then call me at 1-800-356-6169.